We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. It's hot. It's getting hotter. And we're under a heat advisory again.
MedStar had 88 calls about the heat in June, but 16 yesterday alone. Matt Zavodsky says paramedics often see a spike in calls during the first heat wave of the summer.
People's bodies aren't accustomed to it yet. And typically your body actually can develop a little bit of ability to regulate heat better once you get a little bit more into it.
MedStar will respond to all outdoor calls at a higher priority as long as the heat index stays above 105 degrees. Zavodsky says even paramedics are struggling with the heat because of additional equipment forced by COVID-19.
Now you've got not only the uniform, but gowns and masks on and maybe even a face shield. It's even more difficult for the field responders right now given this type of weather.
He says responding at a higher priority can help reach patients quicker, but also get police and firefighters back in their cars more quickly. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
There's another death in North Texas because of the coronavirus. A man from Wiley died in his home Tuesday. Collin County Health Department says the man had no other health conditions. As of this morning, Collin County had 3,100 cases of coronavirus. A warning from Cook Children's about kids and coronavirus.
Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth says the number of kids infected with COVID-19 is growing at an alarming rate. Over the last 2 weeks, the hospital says the number of cases has more than doubled. Since March, Cook Children's has had 286 positive tests, but Dr. Nicholas Rister says more than half of those have come in the last week and a half, with 48 of those coming in just the last 24 hours alone.
90% of the positive tests we have been kids that have some symptoms. Luckily, most of them don't need to come into the hospital, but they definitely have symptoms.
Dr. Rister says he's not surprised by the spike with the reopening of the economy, and he fears that with the 4th of July weekend upon us, the virus will spread even further. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meantime, a nurse at Parkland is dealing with her own husband and baby who got the virus. Katrina Parks is a labor and delivery nurse. Both her husband and baby girl tested positive in March. They had to intubate her husband for 3 weeks. He spent 1 month in the hospital. Her baby recovered at home. Since then, her husband has not been able to work because of blood clots in his legs. Parks herself has remained virus-free.
I was hopeful in the beginning as well that the pandemic would not touch me. But I am literally living proof that if you don't take precautions, honestly, even if you do take precautions, that it can affect you.
Hard to swallow reality setting in at American Airlines.
In a meeting, American CEO Doug Parker says between the COVID-19 pandemic and retiring some planes, the company will be overstaffed by up to 20,000 workers this fall.
We can't carry that many extra people and survive this.
Captain Dennis Tager of the Allied Pilots Association says they have been approached.
We haven't had those exact discussions on that issue to date, but I'm sure they're forthcoming.
He says the company's been working with theirs and other unions like the flight attendants to reduce staff. Flight attendant union spokesman Paul Hartshorn Jr. says early retirement and buyouts are preferable to furloughs.
Explore every avenue possible to get those numbers down.
They say extending the federal payroll protection program under the coronavirus relief bill could also save jobs. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Gas prices haven't been this low since 2004. AAA Texas says statewide price for a gallon is $1.89. It's 55 cents less compared to this day last year.
That's due to the fact that gasoline demand is going down as well, and that's pretty unusual for heading into the Independence Day holiday, but nonetheless, keeping prices low.
It's Daniel Armbruster from AAA. The average price for a gallon, $1.91 in Dallas, $1.89 in Fort Worth. There are a lot of ways to celebrate the 4th, but if you're planning to shoot off guns, police say, think again.
As we head into the holiday weekend, police officers across DFW are warning about the dangers of celebratory gunfire. Police say if you're caught shooting off guns and your city does not allow it, you could be fined up to $4,000, charged with a misdemeanor, and face jail time.
You know, whether it lands in open fields, damaged property, or ultimately injures a person, like, that is really what we want to get out to the public.
Officer Felicia Jones says the worst thing that could happen is if you accidentally hurt or even kill somebody. Officers say statistically, if a falling bullet hits a person directly, there is a 1 in 3 chance that person will die. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And the 4th of July can be torture for pets. Lauriston Crockett says many animals are terrified of the loud noises.
Well, first we need to understand that there was a study done in 2015 in Oslo, Norway, and 1 out of 5 dogs are fearful or terrified of loud noises from heavy traffic, thunderstorms, and, of course, fireworks. And these fireworks actually send them into an immediate threat or basically a defensive mode and can trigger a fight or flight reaction. Your dog starts feeling trapped, and, you know, we have to deal with this.
He says dogs seem to be most traumatized.
You know, I have cats, and it doesn't really seem to bother them. You know, they hear it, but cats don't seem to be as fearful as dogs do. But I also want you to understand that when you hear the booms and the crackles and the like and stuff like that, you know, dogs have acute hearing. So therefore, take the boom that we're hearing and do a factor of 10. And then you might start understanding why it's so terrifying with these dogs. Also, you know, this is just coming up. This is like a once a year, maybe on New Year's also. They're not used to this. So we need to comfort them. And please don't leave them at home.
He also has this advice for shielding your dogs.
Well, I like to go natural first. Number one, you know, you can turn the TV up, turn the radio up. Let's play some games and give treats. There's another thing you do is wrap your pup up in, you know, his favorite blanket. That's really a wonderful thing to do. Sit there and pet them. You can actually put lavender on your hand and pet them and take care of them that way. Also, you know, you can use Benadryl. I would reach out to your veterinarian first and ask what is the proper dose because of the weight and size of your pup. Or at the end of the day, if it's just out of control, let's go ahead and call a veterinarian and get a chill pill.
Lauriston Crockett is a local expert on animals. He says it's also a great time to make sure that your pets are microchipped in case they get loose and run away because of the noise.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.